Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. On the 18th of August 2016, Google announced that it was shutting down its video chat and screen sharing service called Hangouts On Air. If you haven't heard about it before, it worked a little like the more popular video chat service Skype. With nearly 10,000 webinars and videos being produced on Google Hangouts every month, there has been quite a vocal group of dedicated users who are unhappy about their audience being taken away from them. Around the same time, another popular social media platform called Blab was shut down indefinitely by its developers without any prior warning to its nearly 4 million monthly users. Like Google Hangouts, many people had built a loyal audience on Blab, only to be told that they could no longer access that audience, and they were furious. Now, I realize that you may not have heard of either of these platforms before, but there is a lesson in this, a really important one, that we all need to think about. When we build an audience on any other platform other than our website, whether it be social media or our real estate portals, they can change the rules whenever they like. Do I think Facebook will shut down tomorrow? No, but they could, and the audience we built on that platform could very well be taken away from us. Am I saying that our portals are going to become a real estate agent themselves? No, but they certainly could. If they want to raise their prices for us to advertise on their platform, they're well within their rights to do it. We're operating on their land, under their rules. On any platform other than your own website, you're renting access to an audience that you don't own and you cannot control. When it comes to social media and our major portals, I'm a big fan of what I heard on a podcast recently called the Rise and Shine Philosophy. When you get up in the morning and your Facebook account is still active, or they're not trying to force you to pay more to reach your followers, thank the stars. If the portals haven't increased their prices on you, say another thanks. Be thankful for all of these things, but fully expect that these other platforms will change the rules by the very next day. I'm not suggesting that you stop using these platforms. My advice is to leverage these channels as much as possible to reach your clients and customers if it makes sense to do so, but fully prepare your content and your budget as if the rules for using these platforms will be completely different by the end of the day. If you do that, you'll become much more strategic about how you use those social media platforms and the major portals to build an audience on your own platform, whereby any change to their business won't impact on yours. It's pretty scary if you think about it. Putting all of our content on someone else's website is kind of like building a house on land that we don't own. Sounds a little crazy, right? Your website is the only platform that you own, and you should be leveraging every other channel as much as possible to turn that rented audience into one that you own. The longer we spend building our audience on someone else's platform, the bigger price we'll pay when those platforms decide to change the rules, or worse, they shut us out completely. My hope is that you'll change the game before it's changed for you. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.